I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Monroe City Council will consider a request by the city's Public Works Department to solicit proposals for a multifunctional intermodal facility that would replace the city's current bus terminal on Catalpa Street. Public Works is requesting approval to solicit requests for qualifications from a company to help with site selection and plans for a new intermodal facility. Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo's administration wants to hire a consultant who specializes in traffic management to perform the study to determine the cost of a new facility, where it would be located, and funding sources available to pursue the project. The study would also evaluate traffic flow patterns and quality of parking available in proposed locations. The study would cost $100,000 with all funding from the Federal Transit Administration. The actual construction of the facility is expected to cost about $12 million. 5th District Congressman Vance McAllister apparently does not have the support of the Duck Dynasty family as he seeks re-election this fall. Phil Robertson reportedly took some jabs at McAllister at a couple of events over the weekend. LawPolitics.com's publisher Jeremy Alford says Robertson's first jab came at a Lake Charles fundraiser for his nephew, Zach Dasher, who is challenging McAllister.
He repeatedly referred to McAllister as a dude, according to our sources, and told them that he wished McAllister would be more of a God-fearing candidate.
He says Robertson continued his criticism of McAllister the following night at a speaking engagement in Bossier City. Alford says McAllister is disappointed that Robertson is speaking against the words that he writes about in his books.
Like forgiveness, he said that they're both sinners. He kind of took a slightly veiled jab at Phil Robertson by saying that he's just looking for the same kind of forgiveness that Miss Kay gave to Phil when she let him back in the house.
He says McAllister is referring to Robertson's own dark past, which Robertson has been open about. Alford says that Phil Robertson never technically endorsed McAllister, although his son Willie did appear in a commercial for McAllister. The Louisiana Democratic Party has officially endorsed former Governor Edwin Edwards in his quest to become Louisiana's next 6th District Congressman. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says the endorsement legitimizes Edwards' campaign.
A lot of people viewed his run for office, some people viewed it as a joke, some people viewed it as just another way to draw attention to himself.
13 candidates have qualified for the 6th congressional district race. Edwards is one of three Democrats on the ballot and has the most name recognition. Hogan says the Democratic Party endorses Edwards, even though he served time in a federal prison on corruption charges.
They want to win elections, and they view him as the best possibility of taking that seat.
Hogan says the Democratic Party is trying to rally around Edwards in an attempt to win another seat in the U.S. House, but the 6th Congressional District has more Republican voters thanks to the last round of redistricting. A jury has convicted a Mississippi man who was declared dead 2 decades ago only to resurface as a murder suspect. Jurors took just over an hour Monday before finding Thomas Stephen Sanders guilty in the kidnapping and slaying of Lexis Roberts, a 12-year-old girl whose remains were discovered in Catahoula Parish in October of 2010. The penalty phase begins next week when jurors will decide whether Sanders will be put to death or spend the rest of his life in prison. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny today, the high in the low 90s.